Nursing English Part 3 Managing a Patient's Dietary Needs Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited 2008
Now then, Carl, you've been referred by Dr. Amadi so that we can have a little chat. She's concerned your weight's been creeping up recently and you're complaining of shortness of breath?
Well, yes, especially when I'm playing with my little boy. But you see tons of overweight people these days. This is what I tried to tell Dr. Amadi. Half the country has a weight problem if you read the papers.
That may well be the case, Carl, but I think we have to consider the long-term effects. I've had a look at your journal and I just have a few more questions for you, if I may.
Ask away.
OK. So, how much physical exercise are you getting? How do you get to work, for example?
I take the car. It's not far, but if I didn't, I'd be late.
What about football? I remember you being pretty good at that as a kid.
No, I gave up footy when I left school. I have a bit of a kick around with Thomas at the weekend, but he's only six, so it doesn't last long. Plus, I get out of breath. There's a five-a-side team at work, but...
OK, Carl. Well, I want you to consider rethinking your diet. I'll be giving you a diet sheet to follow, but in general, you're going to need to keep a close eye on your carbohydrate and your sugar intake. And make sure you include fruit and vegetables in your diet. You should really be eating five portions a day, and at the moment, you're barely eating one.
Well, my sister's veggie and Mum prepares salad and stuff in the evening, so I've no excuse, really. I'm not that keen on it, but I'll give it a go.
I notice you're skipping breakfast and you're snacking quite a bit too. If you start the day with a healthy breakfast, you'll probably not need anything before lunchtime.
My problem's the afternoon. I get this real sugar low around 3 o'clock.
A piece of fruit? I'd also try and cut out the fizzy drinks. Take water with your meals instead of Coke or whatever. And as for your alcohol consumption, can I suggest you try to cut down to 1 or 2 pints at a time?
1 or 2 pints? Yeah, but it's my only form of relaxation, a drink with my mates.
I know, I appreciate that, but it is important you reduce your intake, Carl. So, how do you feel about what I'm proposing so far?
I suppose it's not that bad.
OK. Could you also try and incorporate some exercise into your daily routine? It would be a good idea to get back into the football, something you enjoy. But start with a little brisk walking first. Take the bus to work if you're worried about being late, and then walk home. You can build it up from there. And join that five-a-side team at work.
I'll have a think about it.
I know it's going to be difficult for you at first, Carl, but it's imperative you stabilise your weight if you're going to avoid further complications in the future. And I'm sure you're aware of those. It's also going to have a bearing on your relationship with your son, which I know is important to you. So if you